able to run the ball. Got two great receivers that they can get the ball to, stretching the field. So a challenge in that sense, knowing that we got to play on the run, but at the same time get back and defend the pass. Just fundamentally sound. Got to make sure you study film and get those keys and tendencies, and we're able to be on top of it.
Freeman seems like he's a guy you know, obviously. Mm-hmm. He seems like the kind of guy that can give you fits because he can change direction so quickly. So how do you defend him?
Obviously, you've seen now this season how much he's, you know, grown as an NFL player. I think he was leading the league in touchdowns last week. So, you know, just understanding him as a player, I think I have a little more on it just because we played together so long and I was able to see a little bit more of him. But we'll see how things go this week. It should be a good matchup.
You like to talk trash against former teammates? Do you enjoy that?
I do. It's nice. Even seeing them on the field a little bit, it's nice, you know, knowing that, you know, I saw you grow up a little bit, now I'm playing you on the next level. So let's see what you do. And we're going to see.
Does his success surprise you at all?
Does his success?
Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all. Certain guys that I see doing real well at out of Florida State right now, we knew it would be happening.
What would it take to keep Paz out of this game?
What would it take to keep Paz out of the game?
Yeah.
They have to fire him, I think. I think if he on the roster, he gonna play this Sunday. So, but that's great. That's what we need, that determination, that grit. If he helping the team, we all for.
Have you seen what he's gonna try to play with yet?
I haven't seen it yet. I am, but I played with a cast on in high school, so it should be good. Should see a lot of him going on.